Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome, Geek Vibes Nation, to an all-new episode of Geek Vibes Interview. I am with the supremely talented CJ Perry. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I want to start off with, a lot of people know you for wrestling, but what a lot of people don't know is the very amazing acting side of you. You are in a movie this year that comes out this year, Cosmic Scent. That was a really, really, really big cast that they had for that movie. How much fun was it being a part of that?
Oh my God, it was so much fun to be able to be in a movie with Bruce Willis and Frank Grillo was wow. Couldn't believe it. I mean, it's crazy when you watch these people from a little kid, especially like Bruce Willis, you know, so many movies, literally an action star. So to be able to be in a sci-fi movie with him, which I'm such a sci-fi nerd. So it was definitely like my little girl inside me's dream come true. So, and my mom is a huge sci-fi nerd, so it was pretty cool for her.
Sci-fi is such a great world. What can you tell us about your character from Cosmic Sin?
I am a sniper. My name is Sol in the movie, and actually the role was written for a man originally, and so it was really cool when they decided to change the gender and let me play the role. She's the baddest sniper in the galaxy. She can shoot anything and anyone like that, you know, a plane, a ship, a spaceship, a fly, and she's a little bit you know, maybe a little ruthless, but it's because she's a warrior. And as a warrior, you know, there has to be that edge to you. And she's seen a lot of things, but she's extremely loyal to her people and will do anything for them.
Absolutely. I love that, though. That is something that needs to become more mainstream, where roles are just written for women. It doesn't have to be originally men that you translate into, you know, into that. But to me, like I said before, this cast, you have the Luke Wilsons, your Frank Grillos, your Bruce Willis. Like, what was, so to prepare for this, was this something you had to take a lot of like sniper classes or things like that? Like, how was the preparation for this role?
Oh my God, honestly, the preparation was insane because I got the script probably like 10 days before we started shooting. And yes. And so I got the script, I auditioned, then they told me, we want you to do that. I auditioned for something else. Then they wanted me to do another role and Sol. And they're like, yeah, we're shooting in 10 days. Like, we're starting in 10 days in Atlanta. And I was supposed to go to Canada and Saudi Arabia with WWE. And so I went straight from there to Atlanta to start shooting. And so it was really insane. We were supposed to shoot a little bit longer and have a little bit more preparation, but then the whole news of the pandemic happening started. So it was like in fast drive to try to wrap the movie before everything got shut down. And actually our last day of shooting was the day before everything got shut down. So we barely finished it, which was a miracle. But because of that, it was like, we didn't have time to actually have classes of how to hold a gun. We had to learn on the stunt coordinator was on film set, and he was teaching us before we went out there and did it. So of course I would have liked to have a lot more preparation because I actually enjoy the process. Like I enjoy learning. I enjoy, you know, just, yeah, the process of learning. And so, but that's the great thing about WWE is because they prepare us for those moments. You know, they prepare us for one take only. They prepare us to be like, okay, you have 5 minutes to do this, learn it, do it, perform it. Okay. And so I felt like that was a lot of the vibe and the set on Cosmic Sin reminded me a lot of Monday Night Raw, to be honest. Like urgency, like, oh my God, Bruce Willis is here. We got to shoot this one take right now because we have to move on to the next one. So it was very high stakes. And whenever I tell like any of my actor friends that are in my acting classes, they're like, oh my God, how did you do it? And I'm like, I think it was Monday Night Raw and SmackDown that prepared me for that, you know, like not knowing what we're going to do on live television 30 minutes before our live television segment. Right. And, you know, as stressful as those times can be, I'm thankful for it because that's happening in movies with Bruce Willis on the big screen as well.
Right. That's one of the things I was really interested in asking you, because we know it always seems like in wrestling, you guys never get a day off. Like it literally, especially when the world was functioning and you guys would have your dark shows and it's like you're traveling all the time. So one of the things I wanted to ask you before we get into wrestling was I wanted to ask you, do you ever feel now that you're starting to get the acting bug, you're getting big roles like this, does it ever kind of like tear you a little bit on the idea of like there might come a day where this acting thing just really launches into a world of its own? Will I still have that love and that desire to do the dark shows, to do the constant traveling for wrestling?
I mean, there's nothing like WWE, and I have such a love for it. And I came from, that's the difference between me and a lot of people in WWE is that I actually came from the outside world. I came from entertainment. I came from Hollywood, and I chose to come here because I fell in love with pro wrestling and fell in love with WWE, the way we tell stories. And there's no place in the world that does this. And coming from a background of professional dancing, as well as acting, where, you know, you go out there and you perform as a professional dancer in front of a live audience, which there's nothing like that, you know, like telling a story on film and television without that audience, you don't have, as a performer, I don't get the same gratification. There's nothing in the world like that adrenaline rush that you get when you're performing in front of a live audience and the relationship that you have with the crowd. And I'm extremely thankful. I feel like I have a crazy relationship with the WWE universe. You know, they either love me or hate me, but you know, I'm always thankful that they make a lot of noise and they react and they feel something towards me. And, you know, I feel so much towards them. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And I feel like, you know, I love television and movies because it's a different style storytelling and we have to have that storytelling as well. But that's why I'm in love with my job. I love performing in front of the WWE universe because I get to do both. You know, I get to perform in front, especially when they come back, our fans at WrestleMania. It's going to be the first time that we've had fans in over a year.
Right.
That makes me really emotional. And I just miss the fans so much. I've missed the WWE universe. And I feel like I think about that a lot. Like, I'm like, what about let's dream big. What about if I became like the next big, you know, Marvel movie star? I would still want to come back and, you know, perform and connect with our fans and connect with, there's nothing like the wrestling fan base. There's nothing. They're so passionate. And I just love that relationship. You know, I love that instant gratification. And also just the adrenaline rush that you get that there's only one take. And everyone's going to be talking about it on Twitter. So, and I live for it. I love that. So I want to be in WWE as long as they'll have me.
Absolutely. So transitioning into WWE, on a more serious note, how scary was it for you guys with the transition of live shows, the traveling, then boom, COVID hits. And it's like, you're in this world where you have no idea necessarily what's going on. I'm sure you guys might have had a little bit of an edge, more so of like the best doctors and whatnot. So you might have had like a little bit of a little bit more ahead of the curve. But how scary was it, that transition? And then, like you said, showing up to an arena or the I forgot what you got where you guys were working out of at the time. Right. So to show up there,
the performance
Performance center. Thank you. So showing up there and essentially no fans, you know, like how was that transition?
Oh my gosh. When I think about last year, it's such a weird feeling. And it's like, I'm so glad we pushed through because I was traveling actually, I traveled on March 24th last year for WrestleMania. Got a call on my birthday, the 23rd, that they need you at WrestleMania with Bobby Lashley. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, just all the fear comes in, of course, because we didn't, that was COVID a year ago when we didn't really know, you know, what was happening. And it's terrifying. I mean, never in my lifetime have I lived through a pandemic. Right. So I'm like, oh my God, am I going to die? Am I going to do this? But I love my job. I love performing. Someone needs to keep on putting smiles on people's faces. So I hope to be that person, you know, in a time that everyone is sad and depressed and scared, you know, hopefully to be able to give a little bit of hope and a little bit of just fun, you know, like literally just to get maybe someone to laugh or, you know, entertain them in this time that there was no content going out, you know, there was no sports, there was no, I watched every new show. I became an avid YouTube watcher because I'm like, okay, I've watched every single show, Grey's Anatomy, I've watched 7 times already, you know, the Kardashians, 10 times. So it's, we were one of the few places that were putting out content still. And so from that sense, I was really grateful because I want to be that person to still be entertaining people when maybe other people can't. And I also was kind of like, this is where I'm a little bit strange again, but I was also a little bit grateful to be traveling during that time because I'm like, this might never happen again in our life, you know? So I want to be able to witness it. Like I have pictures and videos on my phone from traveling through the airport where it felt like Walking Dead. It felt like the apocalypse. LAX is closed down. There's 4 people on my flight. I mean, you know, you see these things trend on Twitter or on Instagram, but I was able to actually experience it myself. And I just think, you know, 50 years from now, I'm going to look back at that footage and those pictures and I'm going to be like, yeah, we pushed through.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that as a whole, the world came together and it was kind of refreshing that one of those, I mean, we went through a lot last year, but you know, there were times that it was nice that we decided the world to come together to fight something bigger than us, bigger than just, you know, there's always, we're always at war. And it was kind of a different feeling for me to be like, okay, this is bringing us together to fight something that is bigger than us. And kind of like what happened in Cosmic Sin, we came together to fight something bigger than us. But yeah, so that's a long answer.
No, I appreciate that answer. Cause to me, I would imagine it's like you're in locker rooms with a whole bunch of people. So it's the idea of when that first breaks of like, you're not supposed to be within like a certain amount of feet. And it's like, what's a locker room? I can't, you know, I can't tell people, hey, wait out there till I'm done. And then when I come out, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. I imagine it had to be terrifying.
Yeah, I think the unknown was really terrifying, you know, and I think I just kind of correlate so many things with, you know, I try to live my life being wise and smart and taking all of this, you know, trying to make the wise choices. But at the same time, I run into my fear. And so like every time I get into that ring and I have to go to the third rope, I know that anything could happen. Anything can happen in that ring. And I choose to run into my fear. And I kind of took that as with the pandemic as well. It's like, yeah, it was terrifying. Yeah, anything can happen. But I'm going to run into my fear. And I believe I was healthy enough. If I got COVID, I would be able to kick out of it. And I was very, you know, cautious with myself of not exposing the people. And I think that's in general, everyone, we should still be that way, you know, is like, take, you know, you and I are young and healthy. And but like, let's just take that extra step of people that might still be in danger of it.
Right. Absolutely. So to transition into WrestleMania, as you see the banner behind me, we got the breaking news from Monday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Night Raw last night, that you will be part of the tag team turmoil this Saturday. The winning team, I believe, goes on Sunday to challenge the women's tag team champions. So in my mind, I am talking to the future tag team champion. So how exciting is that, and how nervous are you heading into this Saturday?
I just got so excited when you actually said it, because I haven't been able to talk to anyone. Like, I haven't verbally heard this. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Man, of course I'm nervous, but I'm so excited. It's an honor to be on WrestleMania. A lot of people go through their whole careers and they never get to be on the biggest show of the year. It's our Super Bowl, it's our Oscars, yep. It's our Grammys. And, you know, not everyone wins an Oscar, not everyone wins a Grammy. And so it's an honor. I have so many incredible friends that are incredible wrestlers in WWE that haven't heard their entrance music at WrestleMania or haven't had a match at WrestleMania. So for us girls to be on the show, I mean, 5 days ago, there were only 2 women's matches, 1 on each night. And now we have 4 women's matches, 2 on each night. And so it just shows you that we have to fight. We have to fight for more representation of people of color, of women, of every sexual orientation, of every religion, you know. And it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to keep fighting. You know, you think you get take 5 steps forward and 4 back, but like, we're making progress all the time. And it's just really exciting to see the card. I mean, Bianca versus Sasha and Rhea versus Asuka. It's just, I'm really excited. I'm nervous, of course. I was like mad at Reginald when he cheated Nia's new boy toy, obviously, and took our opportunity away. And I was hoping we could maybe face Nia and Shayna, but like now we're gonna fight for our life against some of the best women's wrestlers in the world. And we're gonna fight, and Naomi and I are gonna win, and we're gonna go against my arch nemesis. I mean, yeah. Nia has 9 tables. I have been fighting Nia and Shayna since September. So I want that title.
I was just about to say, out of everybody in this tag team turmoil, it's the most personal for you, because you get a chance to dethrone someone who's essentially been your bully, like you said, since September. So this is very big. But the point you were making about, like, to see where the women's division is now, is something. I have 2 sisters, so it's really awesome to see where it was when I grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s, to where you can look at it and go, women's division definitely has the men's division beat. Like, you know, it's they have some of the best matches. So I mean, you know, to go a little bit into what we were just saying, this is a chance to knock off, you know, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. So is that just like icing on the cake of when you win this tag team turmoil and then you go on to face them Sunday, beating them specifically, is that the icing on the cake for you?
Oh, absolutely. For sure. I think that, of course, like we talked about, a WrestleMania match is huge and amazing. But I think for specifically every person who has fought Nia and Shayna, they know how ruthless they are. Every single, I can guarantee you, every single woman in that locker room who has stepped in that ring with Nia, they know what a risk it is. I mean, we can remember what happened with Becky and Kyrie and so many other people. Anything can happen with that woman. She is strong. She is a beast. She fought in the men's Royal Rumble. She beat up Randy Orton and Rey Mysterio. I mean, that's literally insane to me. You know, the power of this woman took out R-Truth, you know? And like, I just want to take it a little bit further. Like, Nia actually took me out in 2019 at the Royal Rumble. And like, amazingly, Becky was able to take my spot in main event. But like, she's been constantly like targeting me, probably because I like the color pink, I don't know. But you know, constantly targeting me, you know, she's taken out so many of my opportunities. Nia and Shayna took me out of my opportunity for the title shot with Asuka. Then she brought, you know, literally they injured me off. And so like, it's very personal to me. I mean, my back is still hurting from the nine tables, you know, like just because I still got up, just because I still showed up to work, just because I still decided that, yes, I'm going to fight my giant, my bully, the thing that scares me the most, and take as many power bombs as I need to. That stuff is terrifying. And I still chose to do it. And I think every single person knows that. Every single person. So yeah, it will be the icing on the cake when I do dethrone them, my arch nemesis, my Goliath. So gosh, you know, I mean, I think that's why I love this country, you know, and growing up in Russia, I would always, a lot of times they're just like, oh, it is what it is, sorry. You know, but here it's like, no, keep on working hard, keep on training. You can make anything happen. And that's what my dream is, to become champion at WrestleMania.
Absolutely. And I feel as though speaking it into existence is always step one. So that's why I started off by saying, when you win Saturday, then when you win Sunday, that Monday Night Raw will be awesome. Seeing you introduce as new tag team champions, you and Naomi. So I got two more questions for you before I let you go. The first one is, outside of the business that you have to get done Saturday, what is that one match between Saturday and Sunday that you are looking forward to the most? Obviously not being your own.
I'm really excited about Sasha Bianca. I think, you know, Sasha has set out, I remember her so well and have seen her grown so much over the years. And I remember she always wanted to be the best of all time, the greatest of all time. And, you know, at one point I'm like, yes, she's definitely one of the best women, one of the greatest women. But now I would say, I think she's earning her really to be called one of the greatest of all time, one of the best of all time. And I think because she always, you know, every time I see her, she gives some of the best matches to everyone, you know, and a lot of the greats of the WWE women, they have great matches with certain people, you know? And yeah, if you have two great in-ring competitors, of course you can have a great match. It's just like two great actors. Of course you can have a great match. But if you take a in-ring competitor that's not as experienced, not as good, and then you throw in, you can still give them a great match. That says so much about that person. And I think that, you know, Sasha as a whole has given some of the best people their best matches. And so I'm really excited to see this. I'm really excited. I know a lot is on Bianca's shoulders. She claims to be the best. She claims to be the greatest and the fastest and, you know, the strongest. So I'm interested, will she really be that? Because I know that she's strong, but guess what? Just because you can lift a whole much and just because you can run really fast does not make you the best in-ring competitor, because it involves a lot of other things. It involves experience and involves this, you know? And at the end of the day, Sasha's very smart, very, very, very smart, and she has the experience. So, I'm very interested in I think Sasha's still going to remain the boss and champion. But I'm super excited about that. As well as, Rhea and Asuka. I'm super stoked about, I mean, Asuka's one of my favorite in-ring competitors in the world. Like, she is amazing. She is so phenomenal. She's actually my husband's, Miro's actual favorite. He's always like, Asuka's the, I'm like, what about me? What about me? Like, you know, Asuka. Like, and that says a lot, I think. So yeah, definitely. And of course, Bobby and Drew are going to be great as well. I believe that they're the main event on Saturday.
Absolutely. And so what you said, I don't think you can do a wrestling Mount Rushmore without Sasha Banks being one of the faces on that Mount Rushmore. She just advanced the women's division tenfold. Yeah. I mean, she was in a Hell in a Cell match. That's just something 15, 20 years ago would just be unheard of. Like, it would have never happened.
Two Hell in a Cell matches, I believe. Two or three, actually.
Yeah, I think it was one with Bailey and then one with Charlotte that I know.
Yeah, from. And Becky. She was one with Becky as well.
Yep.
So she, you know, yeah, she's, it's insane. I mean, I remember when I first started in WWE, when I would ask things like, will we ever have a Royal Rumble or Hell in a Cell? They were like, absolutely not. Like, NXT right. will, but WWE went in. That's 2014. And so to see, you know, a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, how many like glass ceilings we broke and how many people we prove wrong is just amazing. And it's exciting. It's encouraging. And I hope, you know, we are able to continue to inspire kids and that you can do anything you set your mind to, no matter what color you are, no matter what gender, race, religion, you know. And so it's really cool. I hope we continue to give hope to the youth.
Absolutely. And last question, we are a geek podcast, so my fan base would kill me if I did not throw in a geek question. I saw your Spider-Man cup. So can I assume you are Team Marvel? And if so, is there any character that you are a fan of that we have not seen in the MCU yet that you would be interested in playing?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite characters of all time is actually, and we have seen it a little bit on Netflix, but hoping it will be brought back, as Punisher. I think I just identify so much with it. And like, my mom actually loves Daredevil, was like her favorite. And she's just so like, she's such a good person. She always does the right thing. And I'm like, how can you identify with him? Like, he's blind and his dad was killed and he doesn't even want to like torture the people, you know? Wow. And you know, cause she's just such like a Christian and spiritual and always do the right thing. God will have your back. And I like identify more with Punisher. Like, you screwed my family, you killed my family, I'm gonna kill you. And so I think I always identify to superheroes that are not perfect, superheroes that are not squeaky clean, because I've made so many mistakes in my own life, you know. And I think as humans, we are flawed. There's no perfect person. And so I personally always identify with superheroes that are more flawed and just human. And so I loved, you know, I absolutely, that was my favorite show. The Punisher on Netflix, the first season, I can't even start to tell you how obsessed I was with it. And so, you know, it's interesting because we have all these characters, for me specifically, that I usually male characters I like more, you know, especially in comics. You know, yeah, we have here and there, you know, some that I identify, but it's always, it is a lot of times the male characters that are written stronger, have more comedic timing and layers. And, you know, in this time that we're really talking about inclusion is, you know, maybe we will have these type of characters. Maybe Punisher will be played by a woman one day, you know, maybe a Black woman or an Indian woman, you know, like, why not just push it a little bit further? And so if the very least I can do is just bring more conversation about these things and to maybe put that down the line, you know, if, that's really what I would love. So, but any character, obviously, a villain too. I love villains.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Again, I said I speak things into existence. I can look back and say I had an interview with the new WWE Women's Champion. So thank you so much for giving me the time. And please stay safe. And I cannot wait to grab the popcorn and be tuned in Saturday night and say, I told everyone what was going to happen.
Oh, thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means to me. You really don't. Like, that's awesome. I really needed to hear that. Thank you.
Thank you, and take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.